The next day we headed back to the square to see how many people might be injured, what the situation was there. We went into a makeshift medical clinic and could see a lot of the anti-Mubarak people there with blankets on, a lot of them with head injuries and bandaged legs and doctors, very busy situation with doctors trying to get the right medical supplies to the right patients. After that, we headed out to the main square where they had built a makeshift jail and had a policeman there that they were trying to interrogate and feed. They had three different prisoners and were questioning them and looking at all of their identifications. They did have a policeman there. His ID was on him, and they felt that he was definitely a problem being in the square. After that, we had gone outside, and you could see these little groups starting to erupt in some fighting where they would identify an informant that might be in the crowd, and that would swirl, and they would there was a lot of pushing and shoving, and eventually they would end up taking this alleged informant over, turn them over to the army. So it was a tumultuous day. We tried then to go to the morgue, which was outside the square, to see how many people had died overnight, and we were detained by the army, which then took us into custody, and then we were blindfolded and handcuffed and interrogated. We were never hurt. We felt that they were respectful, and eventually, after an entire day or longer, we were released and dropped off at a hotel in Heliopolis for the evening. So, quite a day.